other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us. It is December 4th, 2008, on this Thursday edition. I will tell you, we have a surprise guest in studio tomorrow, and just leave it at that. You know how I love surprises. We have several informative guests joining us coming up later in the day. Professor Jeffrey F. Atticott, remember about a year ago, I debated him on CBS TV in San Antonio about how, well, there's not really a plan to put troops on the streets of America for law enforcement, and no, and there's not a plan to get rid of the National Guard and federalize them, and no, everything's fine. Mr. Jones is paranoid. Now it's all been announced. So Professor Jeffrey F. Atticott is bravely joining us coming up in 30 minutes here on the show because he is at St. Mary's University School of Law in San Antonio, distinguished professor of a director of the Center for Terrorism Law. And he is very, very prominent in all of this new form of law that really isn't new. It's quite Napoleonic. Practice similar law in China and in Stalinist Russia. So we'll be going over all of that today with him here on the air. And if you don't think secret military commissions and waterboarding and trips on the streets isn't Napoleonic, you don't know what Napoleonic law is. It's guilty until proven innocent. It is the state is God. Just dressed up in neocon and Obama-esque neolib clothing. And then we do have Major General Stubblebine joining us from Central America, along with his wife, Dr. Labo, today. So that is coming up. Also, for 30 minutes, coming up at the bottom of the next hour, we're going to have our weekly report on the economy from Bob Chapman and the International Forecaster. It turns out that anti-terror police in London last week arrested, detained, kidnapped. They didn't have a warrant under common law. That was a kidnapping, official oppression. And that's not Alex Jones saying that. That's the Speaker of the Parliament now saying that. And they arrested him under terrorism auspices for what? Exposing that the government was secretly legalizing all of the illegal aliens in England, while lying to the public and telling them they had to accept national ID cards to stop the illegal aliens. And so what'd they do? They went and busted into his house and stole all his computers and files and interrogated him for 9 hours before even letting anyone know that he'd been grabbed. And of course, he was the shadow secretary of immigration. What is a shadow secretary? In the parliamentary system, the second strongest party, the Conservatives, which he's a member of, then get a shadow secretary. They get representation there in the office. So he witnessed all these criminal activities going on, and they are criminal, violating all these laws. I mean, it came out, what, 6 years ago in the BBC even that Tony Blair had secretly legalized over a million immigrants in the first couple years of his administration. Been in since 96. Been out since last year. Gordon Brown's in now. Same policies. Secret deals with the European Union to load the illegal aliens on the trains to bring them in. I mean, that's a big deal when governments are grabbing government officials without even warrants. I mean, powerful government officials. See, the illegitimate paramilitary government under the Queen's control, out grabbing people, and that's who runs MI5 and MI6. All right, that's just one of the stories. Literally, the news is off the charts. We'll cover it all when we get back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. The websites are InfoWars.com.
Tis the season to be healthy. Will the law be enforced by the UN to enslave the herbalists to come under the umbrella of Big Pharma? Will the public lose their freedom to obtain natural herbs for health and healing? Will this nation bow to such a concept? Choose life. Life Change Tea. Lose weight, detox from chemicals, and enhance your energy. And to give you an extra boost, buy a 4-week supply of Super Tea and get 2 more weeks for free. That's a 6-week supply for the price of a 4-week supply. It's our holiday special, and it's for a limited time. Order now online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose those unwanted holiday pounds. And don't forget, if you don't get the tea, it doesn't work.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZB.
ZB turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZB remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZB menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZB, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZB is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZB today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Chrysler executives, failure could spark depression. Harvard hit by loss as crisis spreads to colleges. Prepare for depression-level unemployment. That's another headline. These are all mainstream. Israel plans for solo... Israel plans for solo attack on Iran. Neocons still preparing for Iran attack. Pakistan TV channel says the attacks in India hatched by Hindu Zionists. That's the Times of India. Article on this subject by Steve Watson. Pakistani security consultant calls Mumbai attacks a botched false flag. CFR Brookings to dominate Obama strategy. UPI is reporting that Brookings openly is bragging that the Council on Foreign Relations is already running the White House, as if they haven't always been in modern history. It took 90 minutes for the Daily News to steal the Empire State's building, Daily News. I meant to get to this yesterday, because this is what patriot mythology groups do. They file bogus paper through common law and then engage in all sorts of havoc. And then, of course, they always end up going to prison or jail or getting indicted. But the scam just goes on. It's delusional. And it's destroying common law. And the power of common law and the system is using it to discredit common law. So I'm going to talk more about the cancer of the patriot mythology groups. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, folks. And I'm just so sick of trying to explain this to people I know personally here in Austin. And they just won't listen. You're like, what does patriot mythology have to do with the Empire State's building stolen in 90 minutes? Well, because your word of honor as a free man is extremely powerful. This has been a free society, more free than any other nation on earth, at least for select groups, white males. But that liberty could be extended to all, but instead all were enslaved. After the Civil War, rights became privileges, we became wards of the states, 13th Amendment. 14th Amendment. But I'm digressing here. I just wanted to read headlines and get back into them, but I just look at this article. They went and filed deed paperwork and swore to it, the courthouse, and they said, here, Empire State Building's yours. Now, the point is that you go to prison for doing that later. But if somebody tries to steal your house, a lot of people don't know their rights and so don't know how to defend themselves. I'm also sick of seeing patriot groups, different patriot, quote, leaders in the past, shysters, who show up and get people to get involved in trust and then make them the trust officer. I'll give you a little tip. Never set up a trust with somebody who says they're going to make themselves the trust officer. And then they take people's property. I don't know. I mean, I've kind of got a burr under my saddle about this because it really got bad about 9-10 years ago. Then people kind of woke up to the scam. And then now it's come back around with new shysters, and I have to hear it constantly. And I want them to know this. I'm going to set up the proper guests. I'm going to do the proper research. But in the months to come, I am coming after you. Okay? I'm not just going to fight corrupt police and corrupt government. I'm sick of our own house being defiled and trashed by people operating under the flag of freedom and liberty. The whole society is imploding, folks. Corruption is everywhere. Watch yourselves. Be careful. You know what? Since I'm on this, I'll just get to this now, and then I've got all this other news. Just briefly, it took 90 minutes for Daily News to steal the Empire State Building. In one of the biggest heists in American history, the Daily News stole the $2 billion Empire State Building. And it wasn't that hard. The news swiped the 102-story Art Deco skyscraper by drawing up a batch of bogus documents, making a fake notary stamp, and filing paperwork with the city to transfer the deed to the property. Now, see, they faked this. You could actually go in and swear it was you with a fake document and get it. And see, it is fake when somebody declares, I am really the owner of the Federal Reserve as a sovereign of the United States under oak leaves with a flag without a fringe. And then you speak magic mumbo-jumbo, and then you go file a lie. That's all that is. Some of the information was laughable because they wanted to make it clear that nobody's even reading these filings. Original King Kong star is listed as a witness, Fay Wray, the name shared by the bank, Robert Willie Sutton, the bank robber, Willie Sutton, and it just goes on and on. And then they were able to file it and get ownership of the Empire State Building in 90 minutes. That's how long it took the paperwork to go through it. So I want to explain to people again. Some shyster comes along and says, give me $5,000 and I could file paperwork or show you how to expunge all your debts or to put liens on people. It's a scam. You're going to go to jail. And I really think a lot of these are just government operatives, and they're doing this to so corrupt the common law and the court system to where they totally abolish it. And then that's basically what the New York Daily News is calling for. You see how they're doing this? And I don't like our movement, and again, it's many movements. It's people that don't trust the government, don't trust the mainstream media, that disagree with what the government's doing. The alternative movement, the awakening movement, you know, there's 1,000 groups in there. But the media will use this and point at us with this, and I'm digressing. I've seen so many people lose their houses and get in trouble with all this, and There's even groups that will advertise themselves as regular debt relief, as reasonable debt relief, and a good organization. Then they bait and switch when you actually call them. And the world's complex. It's a big place, and I can't even keep track of it all. I'm just telling you this. If it looks too good to be true, it is. There's no free lunch. Okay? Now, is the government fraudulent? Is it breaking the common law, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, engaging in all sorts of fraud and corruption? Absolutely. But it's force du jour, force majeure. It is the overwhelming force. They are criminal. They will enforce. You know, I hear Larry Beecraft criticized all the time because he's able to win in court over and over again for people on IRS cases. And they go, well, he does it with technicalities and with the Constitution and with the fact that they're not following proper procedure. He's not doing it, you know, in that the IRS is a fraudulent, you know, private collection agency of the private Federal Reserve. Well, those arguments never work. No one's ever won under that. You can criticize the lawyer Cryer or Beecraft or any of them. Why? Because they win? They discredit the criminal IRS? Again, more COINTELPRO, folks. That's all it is. I'm way off in left field on this. Most listeners, this is such a wide audience, aren't even aware of what I'm talking about. But that's why I'm discussing it, because as you get deeper into the liberty movement, you need to understand the pitfalls. But if you're in a mall shopping mall parking lot, you better understand the pitfalls that crimes explode. When you drink fluoride water out of the tap, you better understand the pitfalls. I just have an instinct to want to warn people about dangers and things that are going on out there. All right, that's coming up later. Earlier, in the first segment, I mentioned the fact that they arrested the government minister over immigration in England secretly last week under terrorism powers. And they did it without a warrant. And now the parliament is making a big deal out of it. I'm going to play that later because it is a big deal. And that dovetails with what's happening here in the United States and in Europe. They're arresting a bunch of reporters in France and other places for just criticizing Sarkozy, criticizing Merkel. They are setting up open tyranny. It's starting to happen, folks. And we're seeing reporters, hundreds of them arrested in the U.S. for refusing to give up sources when that's always been protected. They are attacking, the establishment is attacking the sacrosanct, guarded, honored institution of the press that is enshrined in the First Amendment. I had Taser International send me a threatening letter about writing articles criticizing Taser. I just called their lawyer up here, Stan, and said, buddy, I'm going to come after you. And he said, oh, just forget it. It's okay. Fine. Just forget it. Everything's fine. See, it's all about what they can get away with. I called that guy, and I said, let's go. Let's go. I'm not saying bring it on, but you bring first blood on me. You come swinging at me. I'm going to come back swinging. I'm tired of this crap. Excuse me. Trying to intimidate our First Amendment. It ain't happening. This is the United States of America, and you people may think it isn't, but it is. This is our country, not yours. We run this country. We're the people. I don't care what you claim. I don't care if you claim government's God and that troops running around with microwave guns and machine guns working with the police is freedom. We know it isn't. And we're going to tell everybody else it isn't freedom. Meanwhile, what's going on in England? London musicians must give police massive amounts of personal information perform live. Now they're claiming for basically public speaking, any event, playing music, you've got to go register with the police and get authorization from them to meet and gather in main venues. See, a massive attack on free speech, on the Magna Carta, on the First Amendment. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, I've got another one here. It's just unbelievable. Wait till you hear this.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelerex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelerex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelerex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelerex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelerex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelerex.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in a gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance cost, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free 866-768-7811 or go online at FuelSaverInc.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful 5-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
What's happening is the entire Bill of Rights, Constitution, and in England, the Magna Carta is being overthrown. The Magna Carta 1215 became the model of world liberty, a combination of Anglo-Saxon Germanic common law and the Mosaic law, integrated by the scribes in England. These precious documents were paid for in huge wars and hundreds of thousands dead in England. Almost 50% of the parliament voted against the war in 1776 in the United States. It was patriot spies in England that most assuredly helped win the war against the crown. as well as spies for the cause of liberty in France. And if you think you're going to butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution and Magna Carta, you've got another thing coming. Now look at what's happening in England. This is Steve Watson. He has links to the London Independent. Original story on this. 8-page form will detail names, aliases, private addresses, phone numbers of all musicians, and ethnic background of the likely audience. So, and then this is so you get to approve. And they're also moving, I read more deeply into it, Form 696 and other similar forms for even speeches, poetry, any public gathering, the police have to, a week before, certify it. You have to get a license, and then that turns a right into a privilege. What is a license? It is authorization, a letter of mark, through imperial crown law, through the ancient law of tyrants, to do something that is illegal. And if we let this go through with the free speech zones and several cities like New York wanting people to get permits to have political rallies inside buildings, quote, for everyone's safety, then it allows them to start regulating and controlling it. Excellent story at Infowars.net by Steve Watson. London musicians must give police huge swaths of personal information to perform live. Musicians and performers in London will soon be required by law to complete and hand over to police an 8-page form detailing all their personal information and ethnic background of their audience that they want to perform. Again, making you report all about yourself to be able to even meet and have poetry or music or any other spoken word. Total tyranny. The Soviet Union didn't make you do this. They would just have spies there to see what you said. They want to find out who's talking, who's singing, who is an artist, who is involved. They did have this in East Germany, the worst the world's ever seen, next to North Korea, for oppression. And, of course, there were all these pimps, all these fat bureaucrats and pimps who, for theaters or for TV or for local poetry, that you'd have to go get certified by to be able to even go speak. This is the height of cultural tyranny. And they are proposing similar things here in the United States. Here's another one. UK Daily Mail today. Big Brother police to get wartime power to demand ID in the street on pain of sending you to jail. They've already been doing this without law for years. State officials will be given powers previously reserved in times of war to demand a person's proof of identity at any time. Remember, they swore the national ID card wouldn't be used for this. Anybody who refuses Big Brother demand could face arrest and a possible prison sentence. They're doing similar things in Australia, and the news said, well, that's not too big of a sentence, 2 years in jail. What's wrong with that? The move would effectively take Britain back to World War II when people were stopped and asked to show their papers. And it says here that this is overall to stop illegal aliens. Folks, the government secretly legalized over 1 million of them. 5,000 of them were put in high-level security jobs because tyrannical government likes to bring in foreigners to do this stuff for them. And then when the minister said this is illegal, they went and arrested him under terrorism when he's the boss of the agency appointed by the elected parliament. Again, the British government is spying on every member of parliament. That's been in the news. It's not the British government. It is the illegal old pre-1215 crown coming back. When Tony Blair first got elected, I'll never forget the BBC headline, the Magna Carta is dead, and he swore to abolish it. Just an outrageous declaration of tyranny. And now they want to use troops on the streets of America for, quote, civil insurrection, crowd control, under federal control, abolishing the state control of the National Guard. We'll talk about it with somebody on the other side of the issue. When we get back, PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us are just two of our websites. Check them out today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hey, GCN listeners. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift this year, listen up. This message is going to make holiday shopping very easy. This year, give the amazing Survival Seed Bank to friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full-acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if necessary. And here's the best part. The price of Survival Seed Bank has been drastically reduced for GCN listeners this Christmas. You might even want to pick one up for yourself. The price goes back up January 1st, and the supply is definitely limited. Think outside the box and into the bank this year. Give a Survival Seed Bank by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to give the perfect gift.
Jeffrey F. Atticott is a distinguished professor of law and the director of the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University, School of Law, San Antonio, Texas. He's an active duty Army officer in the Judge Advocate General Corps for 20 years. He retired in 2000 at the rank of Lieutenant Colonel. Professor Atticott spent a quarter of his career as a senior legal advisor to the U.S. States Army Special Forces, and he was in the forces and has been in combat as an internationally recognized authority on national security law, terrorism, and human rights law. Professor Atticott not only lectures and participates in professional and academic organizations, both in the United States and abroad, but he's also a frequent contributor to national and international news shows, including Fox News, MSNBC, on and on and on. He's also published books, articles, and a lot more on a variety of legal topics. And you can find out more about him at stmarystexas.edu and just type in Jeffrey F. Atticott into the search box and you can learn all about him or just Google Jeffrey F. Atticott. Mr. Atticott, we debated for about 10 minutes a year ago on CBS San Antonio down there where you live. And, you know, I talked about quite a few things. You kind of laughed them off. I was saying there was a plan to federalize the National Guard. Over the governors, make the governors federal officers, dual-hatted. I said that there was a plan to use them for civil insurrection, civil unrest, rioting. Now that's been all over the news, Army Times, Washington Post. And I asked you during the break, you said you are aware of all that. Tell me, as a legal scholar in this area, what's your view on it?
Well, these things have already been in place for decades, because you know that the National Guard can be federalized at the request of the governor to handle emergencies, insurrections, as we had, you know, the riots out in California some years back with the Rodney King issues. We had the same thing in Arkansas during desegregation times. So, you know, it's something that's not new, but it's certainly getting more consolidated. We're seeing, and I think you're correct, we're seeing a tightening of the federal noose around what the states would do with their National Guards.
A lot of former JAG officers are saying this is an end to posse comitatus, that this is outrageous, that this is dangerous. I mean, this is a major change. It says that they're federally under NORTHCOM, they're going to serve longer, they're going to be integrated into the main force, and they're going to be under NORTHCOM, and then that the governor will then serve dual-hatted at the pleasure of the president under PDD 51. And you're right to say that Gates says 25 of the 80-something recommendations are already in place.
Yeah, these are recommendations which I would not agree with. I don't think it's necessary. And of course, you and I would both agree that what we're really talking about is the balance between increased security and civil liberties or independence. And you know, the military plays a vital function in our society because they protect us from external enemies, where the police forces protect us from internal enemies. The question is, you know, how much protection do we need, and at what expense? I would, the general guidance of some of these recommendations, particularly to increase the federal role, is something that I'm never comfortable with as an advocate of states' rights. I'm more of a strict constructionist than that.
Well, I'm glad that you're not a tyrant,
I don't know about that. I mean, but I understand that balance, and I think we have to realize, in this time of the war on terror, that the balance is going to shift to some degree towards increased security. You know, if you accept the premise that we're in a state of war, which our Congress, President, and courts have accepted, then that balance has got to shift to some degree. The threat is real. As you know, the bipartisan commission said we can expect an attack, weapons, a nuclear, chemical, or biological attack on the homeland by 2013. And this is, you know, a panel made up of former Democrats, former Republicans.
Yeah, Brookings Institutions, Council on Foreign Relations, wonks. Who are the same ones that recommend national ID cards, face scanning cameras everywhere. I mean, they recommend what the military-industrial complex wants. Look, here's the deal, Professor. We all know quietly, I mean, were you aware that in the late 80s they had Marines dressed up in police jackets raiding gun dealers in places like North Carolina?
Well, no, in the late 80s I was overseas, you know, and pretty much nose to the grindstone doing stuff.
Are you aware of a large, creeping, covert operation by the Army domestically? I mean, it's been in the news 50 times or more in the last month about Army intelligence spying on peace groups. I mean, you've heard about that, right?
I've heard some stories about that, but I don't have any direct knowledge. But I do know that the military with NORTHCOM is expanding their role, and I do know that JAG officers are responsible to ensure that if they don't cross any lines, and that's why we have JAG officers that are on the ground. There's a lot of stuff that's going on that is classified, and I work with NORTHCOM and I work with the Air Force on cyber issues, but I can only go to a certain degree because a lot of the stuff is classified. But I have heard anecdotally from other JAG officers that they have had to weigh in and tell individuals that are conducting surveillance operations, for example, to remind them what the laws are, that we cannot use the military to engage in surveillance on U.S. citizens, and you do have some of these harebrained commanders that come up with these ideas and have to be constantly watched. And I think that's why it's important that you're out there as a voice, you know, reminding people that things, you know, and I know the information you get, it's not always 100% accurate, but it's something that we need to remind ourselves. Because
I've had guys in Department of Defense cars get out of the car, wait for me at my car, and threaten me. Okay, and that was about 9 years ago. So, believe me, I've had Delta Force security come up with guns. This was, by the way, in the newspaper, in San Antonio, and pull guns out and stick them to our chest in '99 when they were down there trying to buy off politicians. Did you see that in the Associated Press when they tried to buy the mayor and the police chief and the sheriff, and they said no to the bags of cash? That was in the Associated Press.
Yeah, but you know what?
Just bags of cash.
Edward dealt with you know, the media. You got to take a large grain of salt when you listen to a lot of media stories, because I've had a lot of meetings.
No, I mean, I had guys in uniforms pull guns out on us, sir, in San Antonio.
No, I'm not doubting that was the case.
All because I wanted to go see what the Army was doing.
Well, were you attempting to go on to a reservation where it was unauthorized to go? I mean, what was the facts of it? I mean,
absolutely, it was Fort Sam Houston, an open base. This is pre 9/11, and we're there, and they had gone in and blown out a bunch of windows there. They've been trying to drill secretly in the city. They'd been forced onto the base, and so we're there trying to go interview people on the base. So they just ran out and pointed guns at us and took our tapes and erased them and threw us off. But I have had them come after me and point guns at me in Florida off of a base.
Well, you know, I don't know all the circumstances, but I do understand, you know, in positions that you have and the positions I have, I've had death threats from NPR, for Pete's sake. I've had, you know, Air America hang up on me. I've had, you know, all sorts of spurious comments made about, you know, all sorts of things that they're totally untrue, and you just got to kind of wonder, who are these people, and what's their real agenda? So,
well, instead of me just beating over the head, let me ask you this. You said these are just recommendations from Gates. Look, there's 80-plus recommendations. He says 25 are fully implemented and no changes needed. And you read those, and listen, they already had the explosive ordnance teams and then the other secret teams behind them. We had an FBI guy pull up at a checkpoint the Army was running in 98. It's all on video, sir. I can send it to you. Jump out of the car and say, you can't videotape these Army people at a checkpoint. And I said, well, we're going to keep doing it. So he gave us a printout for the media, but under it, he gave us, that said, not for distribution, secret. And by the way, this is on my website. Said, we are in 77 counties. Don't tell the public. We're here for warrant service. We're here to assist you in any and all ways. Now, is it legal and lawful to, and you're going to say you don't know about this. I find that hard to believe. To have the Army doing warrant service in 77 counties as of 10 years ago. I don't know what's going on now.
No, it would be illegal. If what you describe is illegal 10 years ago, and it would be illegal today. The Army cannot, you know, engage in search and seizure, arrest, warrant service on civilians, and that's a job, you know, that the civilian police officers would have to do, and the military would be prohibited from doing that by the Posse Comitatus Act, which has a lot of exceptions, but that's not one of the exceptions. They can engage in support to law enforcement, but they cannot engage in search and seizure. No.
But that's what they called it. They said, we want to support you in warrant service. We want to support you. It listed all, but I mean, support. I mean, what is support when I've got Swansboro, North Carolina, Marines openly running a real checkpoint, not a drill, searching people's cars with the police? Now, what is that?
I mean, that's the issue, is where do you cross the line? There's been a series of lawsuits against different entities with, starting in Wounded Knee, which I'm familiar with, and moving into some of the other support issues, quote unquote. And to this day, no soldier has ever served any jail time, even though the courts have looked at this and said there's been some violations. No one has ever been fined, and no one has ever served any jail time. So you've got to wonder, does the Posse Comitatus Act really have any teeth?
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, overall, historically, the founders, common sense, our culture, he said we have to get rid of our cultural prejudices against having federal troops in America engaging in law enforcement. It says civil unrest, riot control. That's now on record. And with all these denials about it, I mean, is that the American way? I mean, you're talking about terrorism. This isn't a chemical or biological attack. This is rioting, civil unrest, microwave cannons.
Well, as you know, the Posse Comitatus Act is not in the Constitution. It's a congressional law that was passed in 1878, and there's many exceptions to it. But it's not, when you say it's a part of the American way, well, it's not a constitutional issue that the military cannot engage in these activities.
Well, I mean, what's the section of the Constitution, though, that says don't quarter the troops, don't have them engaging the people? I mean, I can pull it up here.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, living in their houses, that's all it says. It doesn't say that you can't engage in arrest or search and seizure and those types of things, as they did during Reconstruction, during the Civil War. I mean, they were all over the place engaging in law enforcement in the South, and as a consequence of that, that's how we got the Posse Comitatus Act. They didn't live in people's houses.
Well, now they just seize your house.
Well,
now
yeah,
the police, just with asset forfeiture seizure, they just seize it and throw you out and move in. So,
you know, the Supreme Court has said that, you know, that the state itself can say, we want your property, and boom, it's gone.
Yeah, but how do they do that without a judge, a jury, an indictment? I mean, you know about all the cases where they just, the old lady's got $4,000 in her purse, so they take it?
Well, yeah, I mean, they do it because the Supreme Court has said they can do it.
The Supreme Court said without even arresting you, they can take your money?
Oh no, I'm saying two decisions. I'm talking about a seizure of property that the Supreme Court has said the state has the right to.
Yeah, but after you've been found guilty. I mean, you're aware they're taking property without that.
Well, no, they can take public property. The Supreme Court, this is maybe a little bit off track, but the Supreme Court ruled a couple of years ago that states have the right to say, we like your property on the corner of such and such.
Oh, you're talking about New London Kilo, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the just taking a property. I mean, that's outrageous, but, you know, there we go.
It's the fight Al Qaeda, though.
Well, thank goodness the Supreme Court at least came down the right side of the Second Amendment this last term where they recognized, you know, the private right of private individuals to own firearms, and that's.
But in the addendum, they said, "But we can reasonably restrict it under laws." So that's really a gun grab.
It's a gun grab, but at least they this is the first time they recognized that there was a constitutional right. They did away with the nonsense that, well, the Second Amendment clause only applies to the militia. They said no, it applies to individuals. That's 5-4, but still we. You know, we've at least got some sanity on that issue, but you know, there's a lot of things about this country that need watching. There's no doubt about it. But there's no such thing as a perfect government. We've got to definitely.
But governments killed more people last century than anything else. Hundreds of millions. Government's always been the greatest threat to liberty. I'm more worried about a government with troops on the streets working with the police, standing on street corners with machine guns. They're saying nationwide, this is going to happen. Then I am about Al Qaeda, whatever that, you know, supposedly is. I mean, I'm a lot more worried, about, you know, the end of my republic.
I hear you. I mean, I'm very concerned about that also. And, you know, it requires constant vigilance to ensure that big government doesn't make little people. We need little government to make big people where you have your own decisions, make up your own minds about things. But we're seeing a shift in that. I mean, this last election was all about, you know, the big government is going to take care of you from cradle to grave.
Well, it seems like I'm talking to a different person, because when I debated you on the show, you were basically just poo-pooing everything I said. We can play the clip if you want. And then now, I mean, my point is I'm tired of people telling me that I haven't been to urban warfare drills where they have role players screaming, I'm an American, please don't put me in a camp, please don't take my guns. And I know that they gave the 29 Palms survey, but I know they've given a lot of new surveys. Will you fire on citizens? Will you confiscate guns? I know in New Orleans they took guns from high and dry people. I know that in Illinois, 2 months ago, the governor announced they're going to use the military, the National Guard, in anti-gun sweeps statewide. That was in the Chicago Tribune. I played the governor's press conference here. I mean, sir, this having the military pointed at the people, this is not for Al-Qaeda. They're saying this is for civil unrest.
Right. I mean, they're looking at a possibility if we have civil unrest. I mean, if we had a bioterrorism attack, which is a likelihood, and that's what one of the things the commission reported, that they felt it was more likely than not that we would have a bioterrorism attack by 2013. That's where you get somebody, for example, with smallpox is infectious, anthrax is not. But if you really had one of those issues occur, as we did in the early 1900s, you would see pandemonium in this entire society. You would have to quarantine cities. You know, and who's going to do that? I mean,
a financial collapse.
Well, that's possible. I mean, you know, if people can't eat, and law and order, you know, you have the local folks that are responsible mm-hmm. for it. But if they can't handle it, who's going to handle a pandemic? Who's going to handle types of things? It has to be the military, and they have to be trained for it. But mm-hmm.
Hey, did you hear about that anthrax case? The AP reported the whole White House was on Cipro September 10th, 3 weeks before the letters were mailed.
I had not heard that, no.
Oh.
I had not heard that.
Oh, Google it. You're a smart guy. Do you have a computer in front of you?
Well, not right now, but I'm at home.
I want you to know I'm not just saying that. And it was it was U.S. Army weaponized anthrax, and the FBI claimed it was made in a bathtub. But it turned out it was weaponized. It was from Fort Detrick.
Well, yeah, that's the scariest thing at all, that the fellow that apparently did this was one of our own. I mean, he was a lone wolf terrorist from Fort Detrick. Mm-hmm. You know, he got 5 people dead and 17 seriously mm-hmm. injured. But, you know, the good news about anthrax, it's not contagious, whereas other bio logical, you know.
Smallpoxes, yeah.
Brains. Yeah, I mean, they're contagious. And
well, you know, that's why they discontinued 4 years ago trying to give the smallpox shot to first responders, because they found it was actually causing real smallpox outbreaks, and it was a live smallpox injection. And also the police and military were refusing to take it. I wonder why. Maybe they don't love America.
Well, I was very nervous about the forced anthrax shots we were required to take when I was in the military. And I'm kind of worried about flu shots. It's the best way to get the flu. Take the shot.
I agree.
But I mean, seriously, having been in the military for 20 years and worked with the federal government, I can tell you that they're extremely incompetent. And a lot of these issues that come about in newspapers, various reports, where they assign these great, you know, schemes that the military is prepared to carry out with these crackerjack soldiers. We just don't have them. I mean, I wish we were that competent. But there is a...
Oh, really? If I don't pay my taxes, they're going to come take my house and arrest me. They seem pretty competent there.
Well, yeah, but it you know, you get your good lawyer, you can drag it out for a while. But
you know, you're a very interesting fellow. We've only got two more segments with you, but I tell you, you're telling me they're incompetent. They're, you know, it's not a problem. But you know what? I see a lot of precision here. I mean, the military can shoot a cruise missile down your chimney. I think.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net. Or 1-877-394-6657.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
City from Ohio. The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear mongering.
All right. We had Congressman Sherman on. That was Brad Sherman. We also, of course, have Senator Inhofe on record. They were threatened with physical martial law and Congress being ignored if the bankers weren't given the empowerment bill, Professor Atticott. And that's exactly what I told you a year ago on TV. I said PDD 51, the Homeland Security Committee, isn't even allowed to see it. The cover sheet expanded the powers of the executive under COG. I mean, is this American? Is this America? And I can play Inhofe, the senator, if you'd like, Republican from Oklahoma. Is the president threatening martial law on Congress if they don't pass bills? Is that freedom?
Well, certainly the answer to that general question is no. I mean, you obviously cannot engage in that type of activity. We've had periods in our history where we have twisted the Constitution.
Lincoln.
Yeah, well, yeah, Lincoln was a war criminal. There's no doubt about it, but you won't hear anybody say that in the textbooks. And he engaged in all sorts of violations of the Constitution, which he said, I have to do it in the name of freedom, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, we've got to watch very carefully people that use this quote-unquote war on terror as a method to achieve goals that are inappropriate.
Because, well, that's what Obama is saying. He wants to be like Lincoln, and now they're announcing 20,000 troops or more. And have you heard him talk about a million-man domestic security force as big as our army?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that causes me great concern because, you know, what do you need it for? You already have the military. The military is under some restrictions, as we have the current laws that we deal with, and, you know, a state governor would have to request federalization of state troops.
Well, what Gates is saying, sir, and you said you haven't read it yet. Please read it today. I know you're a busy guy running a whole department, a whole school, a whole law school, but he says we need to change the law where it's purely federal.
Yeah, and I would disagree with that. I would oppose that. As someone that's having seen that for the first time, And I've read the summary of it. I'm totally opposed to that degree. I mean, that balance between increased security and civil liberties. We're not there yet.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not a kook. I don't make things up. And I read the 400-page report that they've drawn this out of. And I'm begging you to go read the whole thing, sir, because I think you're going to get more concerned.
Well, I'm going to do that. I will certainly do that. But I think it's, you know, as we get into the new administration, they've got some tremendous challenges ahead. We've got an executive that has no military experience, no experience really of any kind in the real world, in my opinion. Now, he better surround himself with people that understand the dangers that we're facing, but also understand the concepts that we need to protect our civil liberties. And I've heard that call about this, you know, this special force of individuals, and that immediately brings to mind, you know, what are these people going to do? Why do you need them? I don't see the threat to the degree that we need to create a special force. We certainly are
a million-person spy force. He had it on his change.gov and pulled it down.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it when it was up there. And, you know, I'm glad that it's pulled down. I haven't heard anything since then about that issue. Of course, he said many things during the campaign that he has now done a 180 on. Perhaps he was saying these things, as many politicians do, to acquire votes.
No, the FBI is already setting up these local community tattletale squads.
Well, the FBI has a variety of programs that they coordinate with private industry, particularly in the cyber world, to do various things. So does the Secret Service.
That's right. Exactly. And they told them, that was in the news, that they're secretly getting ready for martial law. That was in mainstream newspapers.
Well, I detailed the role of the Secret Service with business communities in my book on terrorism law in chapter 8.
Well, let's plug that book. We're back in 1 minute for a final 5 minutes. And I have to tell you, Mr. Atticott, now I'm getting interviewed for a third time. I'm liking you a lot more, and we appreciate you living in reality and actually having concerns on this issue. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.